Romans 14. Paul writing to the church at Rome, and one of the issues that sometimes we deal with even today is the issue of holidays. You know, we're coming up on the holiday season. And no doubt you will hear some Christian that means well telling us that we shouldn't celebrate Christmas, such as that. Of course, we talk about Christmas and we talk about when Jesus was really born. It was not December 25th, but that'll be part of the Christmas message. But Paul was dealing with something of the same sort in the church at Rome. And obviously there are holidays that we would not necessarily want to embrace, but Paul gives us the opportunity in here saying that any day that we celebrate, we should celebrate it to God. Make it about Jesus. That was his point. And so he begins here in verse 1, "Him that is weak in the faith receive, but not to doubtful disputations." Disputations, of course, being disputes or arguments. "For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs." So, you know, there'll be people who don't think you should eat animals. There'll be people who say, well, you could eat animals, but just don't eat pork. And, you know, again, where does that come from? The pork thing is biblically based, but it was for another time. And so, while we understand where it comes from, Paul is telling them it's okay to eat it. There was also an issue of where they would sacrifice animals, whether it be an ox or, you know, what we would say, beef. And they would sacrifice that animal to another god, to an idol. And they would serve it then after it was offered to their god. They would then serve it in a meal, have a festival. And so if a Christian, a professing believer, would be eating that meat, somebody would say, but that meat was offered to an idol. And Paul said, it's a steak. You know, you can get that idol is nothing. That idol is just a statue. It's an imagination. There is no force, no power in that idol. And so if that beef was offered in the sacrifice to an idol, it's meaningless. It's still a steak. It still eats. And so that was his point. They only eat herbs. Let him that eateth despise, let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. So not to be critical of people who won't eat it. No, they don't eat it. That's fine. Let him which eateth not, let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. So I won't criticize you for not eating it. You don't criticize me for eating it. That's what Paul said. So, if I choose to eat bacon, mind your business. And if you choose to eat tofu, I'll mind mine. Right? Different people have different desires. And as long as it's not an occasion of offense. So, in other words, if I were to eat that steak that was offered from a temple of a false god, and you were to be coming over to my house, I wouldn't mention where that meat came from. We would just have dinner. I wouldn't say, well, this is the meat they offered down at the temple. You see, we're not trying to cause offense. And if I knew that you were going to be walking by that place where I was sitting there eating that steak that was offered to some false god, I would make sure not to be there eating that steak. You see, sometimes I have to make sacrifices to not offend other people. Sometimes I have to choose what is more important to me, a meal or a friendship. Sometimes we have to make that choice in other areas of our lives. Here, that's what he's talking about. Another thing he's talking about is holidays. So if I observe a holiday and you don't think, you know, oh, you shouldn't have a Christmas tree in your house, well, I wouldn't invite you to my house to see my Christmas tree. That's easy. And so there are ways we can avoid having conflict. But if you want to have a Christmas tree, have a Christmas tree. I know pastors who will get up in a pulpit and they will just criticize anybody who has anything to do with Christmas. And I've got friends, love my friends, but they are absolutely, they're going to go back to the traces of this holiday was a pagan holiday and blah, 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 blah. You know what Paul said? Paul said, make it about Jesus. If you can find a way to make Halloween about Jesus, tell me how it is. I don't know how. Maybe you can dress like biblical characters or something. But Paul's saying, don't judge other people, and they shouldn't be judging you on these matters. Okay? Verse 4, who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. It's not up to us, it's up to God. God is his master. Yea, he shall be holding up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Look, we're not here to make rules. This is the thing. The church does not exist to make rules. We are here to teach God's rules and God's way of life. Does the Bible forbid it or does society forbid it? There are some issues that face us today which have no biblical stand, one side or the other. And on those matters, the church is silent because the Bible is silent. But on matters that the Bible speaks clearly about, we must speak clearly about. And that's where we take our stand and make our stand. And so he says, keep the church out of it. You don't like steak? Don't eat steak. You don't like cheeseburgers with bacon on them? Don't eat them. But it's not a church issue. It's not a biblical issue. You don't want to celebrate the holiday? Don't celebrate it. You say, well, every day is just another day. Some people don't celebrate birthdays. I mean, I'm glad to celebrate one every year. Right? And that's I called somebody the other day, said, happy birthday. Well, it's just another day. I said, but yeah, but aren't you glad you got here? Glad you had another one. Yeah, because, well, it's just another day. Everything's just another day. So Thanksgiving, just another day. No, Thanksgiving is that one that our nation sets aside for the intended purpose to praise God, to thank God, to show gratitude. What a great country. What a great life. What a blessing of God that we live here. You know, we could have been born anywhere. You could have grown up in India. You know, not saying anything against India, but I'm glad I was born in America. I'm glad I was born in Florida. I'm glad of that too. I'm glad to be here. But let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. So if I have a conviction, this is what he's saying. If you have a conviction that you shouldn't celebrate Christmas, then you shouldn't celebrate Christmas. That's all. Let you be fully persuaded in your mind. If you have a conviction. We as Christians, we say, well, we're Christians, we believe this. Then we ought to believe it and we ought to practice it. Verse 6, he that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord. He that regardeth not the day, for the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord, for he give God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. God, I'm thankful that I don't eat steak, right? If that's how you feel about it. Okay. Then be thankful. But be grateful to God no matter which side you fall on. Again, here's the point Paul's making. It's not a church issue. You know, as we come up on the election and voting about more things than just which candidates, it's not a church issue, some things. Now, I'll say very plainly, abortion is a church issue. It's a biblical issue. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And so you may say, well, it's not a baby yet. Well, sure it is. That's life. There's life there. And if you leave it alone, it will continue to become life and become a person. And so we can argue on that point, but the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And when you stop that beating heart, that's killing. And so that's an issue we can stand on and say, well, the church speaks on it because the Bible speaks on it. But on other issues where the Bible doesn't speak, the church shouldn't speak. Now, you could ask me my personal opinion, and by the way, I've got one on all the issues. And so I will express that to you. But where the Bible is silent, the church should be silent. Verse 7, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. Whether we live to the Lord. Whether we die to the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. We don't make our own rules because our lives affect others. And our lives should reflect our faith in Christ. That's it. We don't live to ourselves. Well, I just know God my own way. I've been told that so many times. Me, God and I, we have our own agreement. No, you don't. God made one agreement with everybody. It's called the New Testament. Jesus said, this is New Testament, my blood, which is shed for the remission of sins. That's it. That's how you're saved. You don't have your own agreement with God where God said, do whatever you want and live however you want and it'll be okay when it's all over. No, he doesn't say that. He says, believe in my son, Jesus Christ. He that hath not the son hath not life. That's what the Bible says. Not your own agreement, God's agreement. But we don't live to ourselves, and so my life should reflect my faith. My life affects others. No matter who you are in this room and you say, well, nobody cares what I do. Yes, people are watching. People are paying attention. You might not think they are. You may not know who they are, but they are watching. And our lives should reflect our faith. People should see Jesus in us. Verse 9, for to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Why dost thou set it not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We shall all stand and give an account. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. You know, we talked about this a little bit last week when Peter said, what about John? And Jesus said, what's that got to do with you? If John lives till I come back and establish my kingdom, is that going to affect you at all? And John, we didn't read this part, but the book of John says, and so because people heard him say that, they started a rumor that John was going to live until Jesus came back and established his kingdom. But that's not what Jesus said. And John writes that in there, but that's not what Jesus said. But the impression is, you know, that it matters to me what everybody else does. I'm going to stand before God. You know who I'm going to answer for when I stand before God? Derek. You know who you're going to answer for? Not Derek. You don't answer for me. I don't answer for you. Now, I will answer for what I've taught, how I've pastored. I will answer for all of those things. But you don't answer for me, and I don't answer for you. And that's what Paul is saying. So if you want to celebrate your holiday your way, what business is it of mine? We get too invested in what other people are doing, and it keeps us from doing what we should be doing. We need to be so busy we don't have time to mind everybody else's business. So then every one of us, verse 12, every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. We are not judges, but we will all stand before the judge. Verse 13, let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or occasion to fall in his brother's way. So, again, do we need to have good discernment? Yes, we do. We need to be wise. We need to make sure we have the right kind of people around us and the right kind of influence around us. But I don't need to make everybody else's business my business. You know what we're to do? Share the gospel with them. Love them. Maybe you have some counsel for me and you say, you know, Brother Derek, you shouldn't wear that blue tie with that white shirt. Okay, then tell me that. That's okay. By the way, I had a fella in the church in Orlando. His name was Ski. And usually that means that their last name has Ski in it, right? And so Ski came to me one Sunday and he said, Pastor, you shouldn't wear a blue shirt in the pulpit. It's not, you should wear white. And so from that day forward, you know what I did? I wore a white shirt instead of a blue one. You know why? Because I want Ski to be happy. That's all. When I showed up here at church one Sunday in the early days with a goatee, Sister Doris said, I wouldn't kiss you with that on your face. And I said, well, your husband will be glad. But of course, what she was saying is, you need to shave that thing. So you know what I did? I shaved that thing. I didn't wear it. I didn't have another goatee as long as she was alive. And if it offends you, let me know. By the way, last time I shaved it, a lady in the church came to me. She said, "Brother Derek, grow it back." So I did. Look, see how good and obedient I am. Look what Paul said. Paul said this. Paul said, don't use your liberty as an occasion for an offense. If you can avoid offending people by wearing a different color shirt, why not? By shaving your face, why not? By whatever little thing it is, whatever big thing it is, if I can make you feel better and it doesn't hurt me, why not? Why not? And so he says, our liberty should not be an occasion of stumbling, verse 13. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. That means if I know it offends you, I should not do it in front of you. That's all. Now, if the Bible says don't do it, I shouldn't do it in front of you or away from you. Is that clear enough? I'm not saying it's okay to sin as long as the preacher doesn't see it. That's not what I'm saying. If the Bible takes a stand on it, that's clearly where we stand. But on other matters that are matters of preference, we should do what is best for our brothers and sisters. Maybe it's a lost person. Maybe there's somebody, and you know that lost person, and I'm just going to pick something, don't get offended by this. I know what I'm going to pick now, flip-flops. Hallelujah. And somebody said, well, you shouldn't wear flip-flops. Okay? You're a preacher, you shouldn't wear flip-flops. By the way, I knew a preacher who, it was one of his bragging points that he never wore shoes anywhere except church. And he'd go around barefooted everywhere. Fine, whatever. But let's say that it offends you that I was a barefoot preacher. And you said, Pastor, you should have shoes on. You should wear a suit everywhere you go. You should wear a tie everywhere you go. How hard would that be? Not hard. Easy enough to do. Easy enough. So if I can do it without hurting myself and it will help you, why not? Why not? Why put a stumbling block in front of somebody? Why cause another to fail? Why cause controversy and conflict where there doesn't need to be? It's easy. Verse 14, I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. If thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died. Again, you're hurting that person. You're hurting their faith. You're discouraging them. What would it be like if somebody got offended because I wore a blue shirt to church and I said, well, I'm going to wear a blue shirt. I'm grown. I can do what I want. And that caused them to leave the church. Would that harm their faith? Would it harm their walk? Because that preacher, he's so arrogant, he wears a blue shirt every chance he gets. That one thing that's so simple to fix, why would I take a stand on something that doesn't affect me? It doesn't change anything. So he says, don't destroy your brother with your choices, with your preferences. Here he says, with your meat. Oh, I can't believe you would eat that. Okay, next time I won't. That's easy. Let not, verse 16, let not your good be evil spoken of. Hey, look, I've got liberty in this. You say, Jesus died for my sins. Man, I'm free. I don't have to live under the Old Testament dietary laws. I can eat pork if I want to. I can eat rattlesnake if I want to. Right? Don't eat it in front of Sister Gladys, right? She would have gotten upset if you did that. I never did get to give her any of that. Maybe they'll have some in heaven. But people say, oh, no, you don't eat that. Well, see, if it offends you, why would I make that my stand of liberty? Won't something else satisfy you just as much? Won't something else be just as good? Probably better. But because we want to make a point that I'm free in Christ, we do these things and hurt people in their walk with God and hurt people in our relationships. He said, let not then your good, liberty is good, be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Those are the things we ought to focus on. Those are the things we ought to elevate and magnify. Verse 18, for he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. Pursue peace. Pursue harmony. Sometimes harmony and peace cost us, right? Has anybody ever cheated you and rather than make a big deal out of it, you just say, you know, I'm just done. I'm just not going to. Had a guy one time fix my lawnmower and his repair cost me a new motor. And I had several people say, well, why don't you sue him? I said, for what? Guy made a mistake. Yeah, it ended up costing me. And I went somewhere else and got a new motor put in. But yeah, it cost me, but I wanted peace. I didn't want to go in there raising a fuss and making a big deal out of it. Because, you know, while it may have been fair and right to do that, as a pastor, I've got to look at how it's going to affect Christ, how it's going to affect that person in his soul. And so sometimes we just have to take a hit. Verse 20, for meat, destroy not the work. Don't let that be the hill you die on. Don't let that become such a big issue. Now, you may say there are so many other things, by the way. And I can tell you that I've been in churches that would die on those hills all day long. They'd rather run you out of church. And it makes them feel powerful and righteous and holy than to consider your feelings over non-biblical matters. I hope we've become better than that. I hope we have. Let us therefore follow after things which make for peace. For meat, destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for a man who eateth with offense. Verse 21, it is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Don't flaunt your liberty. You say, well, Pastor, the Bible doesn't say I can't do this. Okay. Why'd you bring it up? Bible doesn't say you can't. What business is of mine? Period. Now, I know as a society and as a culture, we've developed all these rules and say you can't do this and you can't do that. You shouldn't do this. What does the Bible say? Well, the Bible's silent on it. Then I'm silent on it. It's that simple. It really is. Look at verse 22. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. What does that mean? It means if you believe it, then you believe it's between you and God. It's not between you and me. It's between you and God. And that's what you believe. It's not up for me to criticize. It's what you believe. Again, make sure you all understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying universally just whatever you believe is okay. What I'm saying is if the Bible speaks to it, that settles it. And if you have some conviction beyond what the Bible speaks of, that's your business. And if I have a conviction beyond what the Bible speaks of, that's my business. But it's not church business. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So what does he say? If you believe it is wrong, don't do it. And if you do what you believe to be wrong, you cause conflict within yourself. You see that? So if I think it's wrong and I do it anyway, then he said that's sin. Even if the Bible doesn't speak to it. I've sinned against myself. Would you stand? Father, as we consider our place, especially in such controversy in the world, there's so many things that we like to get involved in. Lord, we have strong opinions on because of our upbringing and because of what we have experienced through life. God, help us always to be mindful of the difference between what is biblical, which should shape our beliefs, and those things which are extra-biblical, those things that are beyond what you have said. And realize again that it's okay to have those strong convictions that are not biblically based, but they are our convictions, and we should live by them and not demand that others do the same. Dismiss us with your grace. Forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.